Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on June the 5th, 2022. We are all here in the spirit of love and community to heal any breaches in our community, wherever they may be, and to elevate the souls that we share in life with all the love we can give. So let's take the first question. Let's see who's on.
Hi, this is Eva. And,
hello, Eva.
Hi, yes. I'm still, let's see, you ask what our desire is, I guess. I still am not, haven't gotten my blood pressure straightened out. They weren't able to do that yet and gave me more. And it really is somewhat disheartening because I don't have any energy to do things and ambition, and that bothers me. But I'm hoping that, you know, somehow this will get straightened out before long, because I feel as though I've had problems long enough, but I know we all have problems. But I really would like some more blessings to see if I can get over this, whatever it is, and be well again and able to function, where right now I'm not functioning very well. So
I know.
Thank you for that. And
yes.
Yeah. Yes, I've never had this problem with blood pressure before like this, and I don't know, you know, they can't seem to find what it is or what to do about it so far.
One universal recommendation I have, we can't always love the condition we're in, but we can be at peace with it. And I would recommend that you apply the principles of peace and patience, because there are sometimes larger conditions that our Heavenly Father needs to address in order to get around to the particulars that are bothering us. And I know it's very hard in a world that is so pressured and so stressful, but do as much as you can with that. Focus your problems into a greater state of peace. You've struggled for a long time with issues that disturbed you, Eva, and those were preceded by traumatic events that really challenged your spirit. And I can totally relate to that. And we need to deal with these things on a daily basis with peace in our soul. I would recommend that visually you get the idea of a wise old Buddhist up on a mountaintop living his life with goat cheese and prayer. And let the cares of the world just flow around you. You're not left out, and don't plunge into things that you don't need to. And the advice I give you, I give to myself, and I give to all of us, because it's very hard to find that place of peace in the world right now. And I think that we sometimes contribute our energy unconsciously to the events of the world, thinking that by putting our attention on them, we're helping out. But we're really not. And for those of you who were actually have attended a blessing training seminar, as I know you have, Eva, you know that we're able to give the blessings of Christ, or not give them, but convey them, most effectively when we find that place of peace in ourselves, where we have no resistance, no attitudes, no belief, not even a belief. We're just neutral. We are neutral like an unborn child, or like a soul passing in the moment after surrender. We are neutral, a blank slate, and that's actually when the blessings of God pass through us. And ironically, that's when we receive the blessings And I want you to compare that to the way we sleep. Everybody, think about it. This is not just to Eva, it's to everybody. When we sleep in four different energetic zones. We go from awareness of the day into a beta zone where we're passing from the day into rest. Then we go into an alpha state, a theta state, and then eventually into a delta state. Different things occur as we pass through these states, but the only state where healing and the rebuilding of cellular structure in the body occurs is when we're in delta state. Now, delta state is a state of complete surrender, complete unconsciousness, complete absence of resistance to anything. And you can bring that about in your waking life by remembering that and cultivating that state of peace. One of the things that I've recommended to many is our four square breathing technique. We'll go over that again before we go into our blessing. But Eva, you're in my prayers, and we will ask special blessings for you to find that blessed way to peace.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I used to be able to get there, and now I'm having a hard time getting there. I know that that's the answer, but I find it hard to really find that peace when my body. I didn't used to have as much trouble with my body. I had trouble with my mind and my spirit, but now with it, I've thought of Job, you know, where Satan says to God, well, if you attack his body, then he won't serve you anymore. And, you know, it's like my body is not functioning. And that does not feel good.
Actually, it is functioning. It's just functioning according to signals that you're not comfortable with. Now, you find this place of peace by falling into it. There's no accident we talk about sleep as falling into sleep. You don't go to it. You don't cultivate it. Same with meditation. You fall into it. So it's a state of letting go. So
yeah.
Just fall into it now, Eva, and we're going to take the next caller.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have Elizabeth, I believe.
Hi, Glenda.
Hello, Elizabeth.
I just have a few people that need help. My very dear friend Mary Pat passed this life on Friday evening peacefully. I just ask a blessing for her spirit. She was a spirit of nature. She was a wonderful, wonderful, joyful woman. And I just saw her at Jazz Fest in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, and she passed away. And I just want a blessing that her spirit is flying high with the angels and she's at rest and just smiling down on us now with the love. There's been so much love, and I'd just like to send my love to send her on her way. I'd like a prayer for my brother who's needing to find somewhere to live, and he is in Sydney, Australia. And an ongoing prayer for my friend's sister Lynn, who is now with me here, and she's going through some, there just seems to be blocks around what she needs to do. Yeshua knows what that is, and I'm trying to help her and try to keep myself peaceful. Just what you said to Eva really applies to me too, so I've got that message to just keep being peaceful, and love will take all these blocks away that are stopping her, Lynn, to get where she needs to go right now and get her business finished. It just seems like silly little blocks keep jumping up every day. And I just ask for a little extra help to me as her friend, trying to help as much as I can, and for her to just, her health, she's very frail at the moment, and for her health and mind, body and spirit to be more peaceful so we can just get these things done this week so she can be on her way to England, which is where she needs to be. And thank you for that talk with Eva. That's helped me so much. Thank you, Glenda.
I'm so glad. Thank you. And Elizabeth, yes, I have your loved ones on my list.
Thank you.
In my prayers.
Thank you.
And we'll take, I think Carolyn is next, but Carolyn.
Yes, Carolyn, your line's open.
Hi, thank you, Glenda. Three blessings that I'd... Hi, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
I can. And by the way, your painting is on its way to you.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that. I was so stoked that you actually put your own paint on it. I mean, how amazing is that? I have a wonderful place for it in my house, and I'm really looking forward
to it. You'll love it. It took several days of painting for me to get it looking like it was supposed to look. But it was a labor of love, and I so cherish the opportunity to pick up a brush again after being away from the studio so long. So thank you for that experience.
Wow. Well, I'm very grateful. I'm so looking forward to receiving the painting. So let me tell you about the three different blessings. The first one is for me. I've got I've had a sort of micro tear or micro tears in my calf, and for the past month and a half, it's got better, but it doesn't really go away. And I just would like a blessing from Jeshua to just get that finished and have it feel normal again. So that's the first blessing. It's very minor compared to what a lot of the community are talking about is happening to them. So it would be great if I could have that sorted out. And then the second thing is about my older son and his dad, my ex-husband. They're having some difficulties at the moment, and I'd like blessings to both of them that resolves in the best possible way. So that's the second blessing. Jeshua knows what that's all about. And the third blessing is a more global one. I'm very concerned about moves to have more have international corporate control on local affairs. And I would like a blessing for people in all kinds of communities and in local areas to be able to have control over what happens to them and not have somebody in an international group tell them what they have to do. So it seems like that's something that's really coming to the fore right now. So those are the three things I would like blessings for. And thank you so much, Glenda, for everything that you do. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn. And I really understand everything you say, and we send it up to Yeshua. He'll know exactly how to resolve it. And I want to thank you for holding that thought for other people. I think we're seeing a really good example of non-local invasion into the privacy and the sacred time of the people in Uvalde. But I just need to be together with their families, the surviving children, and heal. And there are people from all over the world trying to come in and supervise the situation with all the best of intentions, but we have to learn the very special nature of hands-on love, the love that exists between people who have shared life intimately together. And their need, their sacred need, to pull into the sacred heart those who are most dear to them. Because it's in the sacred heart that we heal, not inside world opinion. World opinion doesn't heal the doggone thing, my friends. It doesn't. Now, it may be important that we shape up global opinion into a better way, but I haven't even seen it do that much good in that arena, really. Because we still have eruptions that are occurring, and they always occur from the most local area. This is where we need to heal, and we need to learn to love. You know, when Yeshua said, love your neighbor as yourself, he used the word neighbor. He didn't use love all humanity as yourself.
And, of course, I'm sure he would not be opposed to that concept. I'm not saying that it's a wrong thing to say, but he knows where love occurs, and he knows where it's sacred. He knows where it actually applies to obtain an end result. Love your neighbor. Let's get personal with those with whom we live. And, you know, I'm living in a community that I really, really am learning to love more and more as I'm here. And we have our little community blog called The Neighborhood. And people are constantly posting things they have for sale or jobs they'd be willing to do or people they recommend or safety measures that they're implementing. And I check there every day, and it's really wonderful to feel connected to your community. And I don't know how I found this. Well, actually, my friends found it for me, but Yeshua, of course, led them to find it for me. But that's a big story. But I am really so pleased to be here because it has the benefits of my original hometown that had a population of about 6,000 people in the 40s and 50s. But with advanced and wonderful benefits that are available in 2022. And so I think we could have a global world with millions of miniature communities like this, millions of these communities where we take care of each other within the nest. That way we get to know each other, we get to serve each other, we get to help each other. We share reviews of everything from grocery stores to physicians. And it's great. We get to let each other know about problems in the road or construction and redirect traffic. So we're not just relying on, you know, GPS, which isn't always accurate. So I just share that with you because I really know where you're coming from on that, and I totally agree with you. So thank you. Thank you, and your blessing will be in my heart, I promise. And Nancy, can you bring our next caller online?
I sure can. We have Stormy, you're on.
Yes. Speaking of the neighborhood, I've been wanting to make a connection with a man here in Emory, an alcoholic. I know he has a place to stay, but he walks the streets of Emory all day long from here to there, and I've watched him and observed him and seen him talking to the sky at different times. And today I had the blessing to give him a package of two donuts I got from the donut shop today that I didn't need to eat. And he was walking the street that I drove down, and I stopped and says, I don't need to eat these, and gave them to him. And he was appreciative, and a blessing that I was able to bless him gave me a blessing not to have sugary donuts I do not need. So
exactly.
It's a beautiful blessing of giving and receiving at the same time.
That's it, Stormy. That's it.
And when we take care of others, we also take care of ourselves.
That's the bottom line, because we're all part of the same larger body of humanity and Christ.
That's where the power is.
It is. Nancy, how about another?
Let's see. It looks like Michael, your line is now open.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Michael.
Glenda, this is Nancy from Florida, but I've actually moved to Wisconsin temporarily, so I'm not in exactly the same place I usually am, but I wanted to thank you and everybody on the call. I have good news to report about God's blessings and the work that we do to convey the blessing. The first thing is, a long time ago, months and months ago, I asked for blessings for my friend Anna Jay, who's been treated at Cleveland Clinic for heart conditions. She actually needed two new heart valves. Well, she's been to the Cleveland Clinic. They replaced her pulmonary valve in her heart. And just recently they said, Anna Jay, you don't have to come back and see us for a year. We don't want to do that second surgery now. You don't need it.
Wonderful.
So, isn't that great? Oh, thank everybody on the call. I know. I was just so delighted to hear that. And I couldn't wait to share that news with everybody. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank everybody. And then the second good news is about my sister. You may remember that she had said she'd like to get into assisted living, and we've been praying for her about that. And my husband and I have been working on it, doing paperwork and talking on the phone, all the things you do. Well, just in the last couple days, she got a telephone call from the exact place where she wants to live, and they said they have an opening for her. So,
great.
So beautifully, full circle. My husband will be flying from Wisconsin to help her move from Nashville to Florida. So everything has unfolded so smoothly and so beautifully. And I'm so grateful to everyone for all your help with those two blessings. They mean so much, of course, to the people who are blessed, but also to me. And I hope to everybody else. It just brings me such joy. That is all I wanted to say.
That is huge. Nancy, that is huge. And all I can say is amen. But I do have a comment that your message evoked in my consciousness, and that is about the word grace we use in relation to God. And just, I want to ask all of you to think, what comes to mind when you say the word grace or you think of grace? Well, for me, it means effortless, without resistance, with harmony, with smoothness, in a state of peace and perfect relevance and appropriateness. Grace is grace. And we speak of the grace of God. Well, I have been able to celebrate that several times this week when I would ask God for a confirmation about something that was not a huge issue, but it was something that kept attaching to my mind. And I wanted an answer, and I said, Lord, please, can you just give me an indication, a sign, so I can let go of this? Well, every time I asked, within a few hours, I got the confirmation I needed. And the answer came with so much grace. What I began to realize, Nancy, and everybody, is that God's plan is already perfectly in place. It's been in place since the beginning of time. He knew everything that needed to happen. But we move off the beam. We get a little off the beam, not so far that we're doing anything wrong, but far enough that we're not in stride, you know, and we're saying, well, why isn't this working? Just enough off the beam, we encounter a little resistance. and we encounter a little bit of unknown or confusion, we say, well, what's wrong? Why am I not getting it? You know, I just want to get it. Well, God never didn't get it. He always got it. He always had it there for us. And so every time I've gotten an answer, this from my little, my issues are major compared to issues in the world, but they're still annoying. You know, when you want to know something and have a solution, even the smallest thing can be annoying because you want to get back on the beam. And so I would get back on the beam, and then I would say, oh, my gosh, it was here all along. Thank you, Lord. And then I didn't say anything derogatory to myself. I thought about saying, you dummy, but I didn't.
No.
I restrained myself, and I said, well, Glenda, did you have a good adventure? Would you like things to go easier? And, you know, I'd pull myself back in. And sure enough, I would see that I am exactly, right now, exactly where God intended me to be. And I went through this enormous storm, partly because I got off the beam, but also partly because the people in my life were going through stress and struggle and difficulty and challenge. Everyone who knows what I've been through knows that my husband passed onto higher ground his last year, and he was in a very, very serious condition for the preceding year. So everybody was stressing around him, and we all got off the beam with our worry, because what happens when you love someone is that you feel like you have to turn over every leaf. You don't leave any leaf unturned. But a lot of leaves don't have the answer. And we don't want to just do nothing when it's a loved one that's suffering. Okay.
Nancy, right.
I know you're chuckling because you've been there, you know?
Yes, well, I have. You sort
you
of
know,
stir on empty pot.
Suffering, we're going to turn over every leaf. And some of these leaves are just pointless, and they don't have anything but go back to go underneath them, you know? And yet, we don't want to just sit on a rock and do nothing when it's someone we love. So all of your struggles, everybody, they're human. They're human. And I am not judging any of you because you're struggling. I am totally into that myself. I mean, I struggle like a grizzly bear going for the berries. I really do. And I just have to chuckle at myself and laugh at myself and say, okay, Glenda, you've been human long enough. Let's connect with the angel. And
say, thank you, God,
and,
for taking care of this for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Nancy. And so, but right now, we're in a blessing call. We're getting ourselves set up to receive a very powerful blessing from Yeshua, from our Heavenly Father, from the Holy Spirit. And so we move into this place of the least resistance, the greatest amount of peace. And it's actually the only place we can really receive, because everywhere else we're looking. We're not receiving. We're looking for answers. We're reaching for help. We're reaching for understanding. We're turning over leaves. We're doing what we're doing. We get to be a dualaholic, you know. Well, I gotta just do, if I just did a little more, you know, and kind of think, oh my Lord, I'm going to learn. Well, Yeshua told us you cannot earn your way to heaven. He said it's by grace and grace alone.
Yeah.
And so, but we don't learn. We don't listen. We don't learn. But I really want to encourage anyone who has a calling to come to our blessing training seminar the last weekend of August this year. I went through a major struggle getting that in place. But once it was correct, it's just like it flowed. It was like it was satin and silk and, you know, and a flowing clear river, and it was there. We're doing it, everybody. We are back in place again. And I don't know when the world ever needed it more. We need more blessing givers. And the what you learn in that seminar, in that training, will change your life. It won't just fit you up better to help others, which it will, because you'll learn that although it's important to do for others, although it's very important to show our care and our affection and concern for others, the greatest thing we can do is help them be in a state of grace, because God already has it worked out. And being in that state of grace is where the miracles happen. And that's why Yeshua did not enter just a crowd of people and go sprinkle miracles out, because it would have been pointless, and actually it would have been a bad showing for him, because you don't just spray miracles out into a crowd of reckless people and expect anything to happen. And the ones he blessed with a miracle, he always said, he always confirmed, it was your faith that made you whole. And what is faith? Faith is a state of heart, mind, and body with no resistance, with peace, with acceptance, with a state of receiving. That's what faith is. It's not doing something. It's not, the world so often thinks faith is overdriving your headlights and believing that you'll get home safely. That's not what faith is, my friend. It's fun to be on the call with you, Nancy.
I was laughing at your example because we do live in a cause and effect world. So we have to remember that.
We do. And most of the time, we're overdriving our headlights and calling it faith.
Right.
And then we wonder why we drive into an embankment.
Exactly.
Well, that was God's way of stopping the car so we could be at peace and finally get into a real state of faith and have somebody come along and rescue us. So,
Okay.
Well, Nancy, it's been really fun going over all of these things with you. And your loved ones are in my heart and in our blessings. So
thank you so much, Linda, and everybody. And have a wonderful Sabbath evening.
Oh, we will. We will. Okay. Well, Nancy Freeborg, could you open the line for our next caller?
It looks like we have Jerome.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hello, Jerome.
Well, yes, it's been a great day today, and at noon today we had a meeting at our interfaith church, and we just had the most enjoyable time to share our love and light and spirit with each other, and each told how they loved the spirit that we are, but the one that we share with each other, how we share the spirit of life and love and peace and joy. And we had the most enjoyable time with 18 of us just sharing that idea of the spirit that we are to share with each other. And we did that with the love and light, peace and joy. We just had a great time together sharing our love and light. And then afterwards, we had to share a lunch, too.
You know, oh, good.
It's how to work with our families and each other. And but the universe is there for us. And I had an experience at once of getting out into the universe of light and love. And I left my body. I went out, and I went out to the universe, and I saw six stars. And then I went into the six stars, and words can't come close to the energy of the universe I felt inside the six stars, reminding me of God and spirit and light and love. And after a while, I came out with that love and light, peace and joy, to be a spirit again and to share it with my family and our church and everything around me. But we are parts of the universe of love and light with Jesus and with God and Holy Spirit. And so it is that tremendous, tremendous part of the universe of God's light and love and peace and joy. But I thank you for helping us to remind ourselves that's who we are and that's where we get to go and how do we share that love and light with each other. But you're just love and light and peace and joy forever. And thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do to help us remember who we are.
Oh, Jerome, you are so welcome. It's a privilege. You know, and you remind me of something I'll say very, very briefly. A very similar experience that I had was the initiation that brought me into writing Love Without End. Without that experience, Love Without End would not be here today. You know,
Correct.
It's in love. This experience is written up in the book if you're interested, anyone is interested in the details. I was browsing in a bookstore shortly before going in to see a movie and picking up books thinking, well, what would I like to read? Should I read this next? Should I read that next? And I picked up some very, very enlightening books that would normally have intrigued me, but when I picked up one, I looked at it and I put it back down, and the thought flushed through my body.
Oh.
After all that Yeshua has told me, why do I need to read another book? And
right.
At that moment, I moved into transdimensional space, standing there in the bookstore, standing there, really. I didn't move, and who knows how long I was gone or when I came back. I must not have been gone too long, or otherwise somebody would have said, who's that zombie standing there?
Right.
Anyway, my husband escorted me into the movie, and he said, well, looks like we need to go sit down and see a movie. And all during the movie, I was still out in the stars, having almost identical the experience you had, Jerome. So that is most definitely an initiatory experience. And who knows what it will bring for you. For me, it brought Love Without End.
Yes, it did.
I went home and started writing. So that was the beginning of Love Without End.
Oh,
and
great.
So anyone interested can go read about it. It's in the book.
Good.
And
okay.
If you have the new edition, you can find it in the index.
Okay. Good, good, good.
All right.
Well, love and light and peace and joy for you. Thank you. Good.
Well, Nancy, we got to move on.
Okay. Thank you, Jerome. You make my heart smile. You sure do. Let's see. The next one is Christopher.
Hello,
you're on.
And everybody. This is Christopher. And
hello, Christopher.
I was so happy to hear Jerome today. My God.
It's
so much love coming through him.
So lovely.
It's making me smile and giggle over here. So I wanted to share two amazing sort of celebrations and gratitude. And I think they surround the beauty and power of intimate human connection, how important our community is. And you spoke to it around loving your neighbor and us being one in the body of Christ. And so one of them is that the community where I used to live and teach burned to the ground about 6 years ago. And it was a really big diaspora for many of us. We all ended up being scattered like seeds in all different directions. And when they were finally able to reopen, so much of what we knew of that place was profoundly transformed to the point where many people who came there couldn't come anymore because it was so different, it was so transformed. And so it was an interesting thing to go back there and to appreciate the healing waters and the healing quality of the land, but to also feel the despair and the grief of loss of our community. And just this last week, there was sort of a reunion that happened. We've come out of this pandemic scare, and there were events happening for the first time, and people came from all over and converged there, people that were some of my closest, dearest friends from that community, and we were all there at the same time. The power of that was so immense, and I woke up one morning to pull out my Keys of Yeshua book and asked Yeshua which chapter to read. I opened up to freedom and forgiveness, which is the key number 14. I really recommend it for everyone to read this, especially given what we've been talking about today around these heinous murders and things that have happened. Long story short, I was speaking with a friend who'd been going through major grief with her parents, her mother going through Parkinson's disease, and I pulled out the book to read her a portion of it, of that chapter that was relevant to what she was saying. And while we were talking, another very, very dear friend walked up with tears in her eyes, saying that she looked at the book and she said, "Oh, Yeshua." She smiled. And she said, "I was just at the waterfall praying and talking to Mary Magdalene." And she said, I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I asked God, please teach me deeper forgiveness. And she was crying with this feeling of all that she was holding in herself towards others and towards life. And she had just gone to the waterfall to pray again and invite this. And she said, Spirit said to her, "You should ask Christopher about that." And she said, "Really?" And she walked up and I said, "Well, interestingly, maybe you should borrow this book." And I opened it up and I showed her the page, Freedom and Forgiveness. And we all started laughing that, you know, she had been praying for this. And Yeshua guided me to that passage in the book. Yeah, I mean, that is amazing. That in itself and what that created between the three of us stayed with me for days. About 3 or 4 days later, I had sent a text to these two women and said thank you to them. And 3 or 4 days later, one of them wrote back and said, "I'm on an email thread or a text thread for a completely other spiritual group. And this text thread is about logistics and it's about administrative details. But someone sent this, and it was page 179 of the Keys of Yeshua."
Oh, my goodness.
And the top of the page says freedom and forgiveness. And it's you talking about what do we do in our troubled world? How do we relieve the anguish? How do we forgive? And a person had sent that page 2 days after our conversation onto a thread that she said, normally people don't send things like that on this thread.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been watching the ripples. I'm overwhelmed by the power of Yeshua and this work and this love that's coming through.
He's on it.
So I just want to celebrate. I'm like blown away.
Yeah.
And I know that to you guys who've been around for a while.
He's here. He's focusing in. He's moving forward fast.
So I'm just so grateful to everyone.
Thank
and
thank you
then one
you
more.
That was a beautiful example of grace. See,
there.
That is a perfect example of grace and how it flows like a clear what? A clear running spring.
Yes. I've seen a lot of beautiful things. And I'm watching how it's affecting my friends. They're saying, "Oh, I have to get that book. Oh, I want to come to the blessing," you know? And
great.
And one more thing that's just a huge celebration for me. About a month ago, I became clear before entering the blessing. I said, "You know, I felt it coming, and I'm going to ask." I felt that my partner would be coming, that I haven't had a partner. I've been single for a long time. And I said, I finally said to myself, "I'm going to ask directly in the blessing that I'm ready, and to please bring that person." And about 3 or 4 days later, someone showed up in my life who I've been getting to know for the last 3 weeks, who is the most beautiful and Christ-centered and universally Christ, I mean, you know, not religiously, but universally, who is just an amazing soul, and the power of connecting with someone, like Yeshua said, where two or more are gathered. I'm watching these ripples emanating and this synchronicity happening and this healing happening for both of us and the people around us as we get to know each other. And I'm just so grateful. I mean, it's life-changing to be with someone who I can really relate with, who sees me, and to have him feel seen. Since he was a little child, he knew God. He met God when he was a small child. His father was a missionary and taught him that God can be known by different people in different ways. And he said he's known God and Christ since he was very small, and has been living the message. And you see it in the way that he lives. And I just, I said to Yeshua, send me one of your beloved ones that I can relate
Congratulations.
To understand me. So thank you.
I think that's lovely. Well, love is in the air. Okay, my friend. Well, I, as always, I love hearing what you have to offer. So just relax and receive and be blessed. Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Glenda. Namaste.
Okay. Nancy, who else do we have?
We have Tara Kim. Your line is open, Tara. Welcome.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to share at first that the blessings that we had for Bert have just produced the most beautiful new job for him that is just going to be so much less stressful, so much easier.
Wonderful.
It's like a mile from home. It's just an incredible setup. And it's just, I knew it the minute it came up. He knew it the minute it came up and he applied. And it was just so easy. It was clearly a gift. There was no question.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted, it was.
Uh-huh. And
so
you know
you
what?
So
productivity is healing. If you're
and
in a state of risk, productivity is healing. And being unproductive can be extremely stressful, especially for a man. Because they feel like they have been brought on this earth to be productive. So it's a big, big step forward. Oh, I'm so happy. So happy for all of you.
Yay. Just wonderful. It was so wonderful. And then also, too, Bert and I both have been struggling with, like, the COVID stuff, like 17, 19 days out. Just inflammation, like lung stuff, coughing stuff. So if we could have a blessing for, you know, continued dealing with that, it's just like middle ear inflammation, pleurisy, lungs, it's just like one box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get, you know. That we'd really appreciate. And then a blessing for my mom, too. She's in the next week. She's going to be in a position where she's letting go of some significant stuff of my dad's after my dad passed last October. And so just a blessing for her with that whole process. A very dear collection to him. She's going to be starting to let go of some pieces of it. So that would be wonderful. And then, of course, our dog. We always like to request our dog, Dakota. And then if I could put a global blessing request in there, too, for the food supply and for the supply chain issues that have been going on, especially, and like I've been noticing so much happening with the chickens and the eggs and the supply, world food supply stuff. So if we could request that as well, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, of course. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And God bless you and always, and he is. You know, one of the things I noticed about our call today, most of them had contained a celebration of a blessing already received. Isn't that wonderful, Nancy? Yeah.
I love it. Love
it. I do, too. It's great.
And it really resonates with what you said, that God's plan is already in place, and it's a good plan for all of us. And remembering that, you know, can help bring the peace in when we're struggling.
It makes all the difference. And it allows us to have the courage to be peaceful instead of worried. And the minute we become peaceful, we get the blessing.
That's right. Love it. Perfect circle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's have our next caller, okay?
We have Susan. Your line is open, Susan.
Oh, that's a good thing. You can hear me then, right?
Oh, yay. Yeah.
Good.
Hi, Susan.
Good. Oh, hi, everybody. Well, another gratitude. The last time I was on, I was ending up COVID, but it left me with congestion. And I want to say maybe 2 days later, a lot of it. So I had asked for a blessing for myself. I smiled because a lot of it was being cleared away. So somebody between Glenda and the rest of the community was sending me some great love and right back at you. So I want to tell you. And there were some little things from that too, but I'm cleared. And that in and of itself, with all the things that really, you know, medically going on with me, to me is no short miracle. And I feel so blessed. Lately, emotionally, though, I've been a little nutsy. I have a. This is going to sound crazy.
Welcome to the club.
How I judge this. You know, I have a four-year-old who's decided, you know, to be angry at me, and you know, I took it in, and I started to do. Gee, did I ignore her? I have other grandchildren too, but I started to take it in like I did something. And I think I did ask her, are you mad at me? And, you know, she had said, no, whatever. But this is going on a little while. And I'm thinking, why is this upsetting me so? And I realized that the reality is I've been attacked many times in many ways, from non-physically to whatever. And I just had to, you know, work it through. But I'm asking for a blessing. I don't know. I know she's accepting a brother soon in July, and but everybody feels comfortable taking out their frustration and, you know, letting me have it. I could use some blessings to deal with it, and so I would ask for that. And,
well, all you need to do is find your place of peace and withdraw. You're making yourself too available. You know, often, and this is to everybody, often people will express their hurt most to the people they know won't hit them back, that it's safe to hurt. They'll hurt you because they know it's safe to hurt you. But, and it's a good thing to let people know that you are a safe member of your family and community, but that doesn't mean you're going to be the target for their need to express a negative emotion or some frustration that they just want to play out in a drama. It's time, Susan, you just withdrew and you went to your place of peace, and in your place of peace, the grace of God will prevail.
Yes.
Right. I decided that non-physically, I said, I will move away from that. It is not acceptable. I will move away from that. I will go to places where the energy, you know, works for me, and I will will move away from that because I am no longer open to allow for that. I have been, not just her, but I have been, and it's not good. There's no way that's good for me. I need to respect myself enough to move away from that.
Absolutely. You do. You do. You do not have to take anything you don't deserve. And it's kind of an unhappy irony that sometimes we love those who hurt us the most because they can take it. And it's unfair. It's unjust. But it happens. And we need to understand that. Even Yeshua just got to the point where he said, I can't take this anymore. I'm out of here, guys. I'm on the desert. You can find me on the desert. Me and my Father will be having a conversation.
Exactly.
I'm going to my place of peace. Okay? Buddha did the same thing. All the great spiritual leaders know how to take that vacation. Because what happens when you make yourself safe? There are all kinds of people who want to take advantage of your safety. And it is a crime against crime to harm the innocent. We have seen that dramatized in the world lately, and let's learn from it that we protect the innocent, and we give the innocent the right to pull back, to be protected, to be innocent. Okay? And the same goes for that place within you of innocence. And there's a place in everybody that is innocent. No matter how much we struggle with the world and find ourselves fighting at times, this is one of the reasons that Yeshua recommended that we practice innocent perception, because it helps us to find innocence in life. It helps us to focus on a flower bud and just see that it will become this beautiful flower. It helps us to see the beauty of rain, that it will refresh the earth. It helps us to see the incredible joy in a child. Our perception of innocence is itself a wonderful thing to focus on and meditate on, but the greater blessing is that only the innocence in you can perceive it, which means you're cultivating the innocence in yourself by doing that. So it's double, for double reasons, it's worth the practice. He recommended that we have a sunset meditation together. He recommended that we meditate on the innocent together, that we find the innocence in life together and contemplate that together, that we can cultivate that innocent place within ourselves. And when most of the time, I'll say this just personally myself, most of the time I don't really mind being a punching bag. I really don't, because I'm big enough to absorb the blows. And I've got such an abundance of the grace of God in me that I know where to go and find my peace. But every now and then I start to get a little self-protective, a little, like, that kind of verging on the sick side, like, you know, if you don't rest, you might get sick, you know, that kind of feeling. Or I find myself getting just a little bit impatient, just a little bit irritated, and I know I've used up that margin of tolerance. And so I back away, and I go find a nice, comfortable pillow. I turn on some peaceful music, or sometimes I'll find a comedian that makes me laugh, and I'll just laugh like a kid, you know, or watch a cartoon, and just laugh and laugh and laugh until, you know, I'm ready to go eat ice cream. And I don't even worry that somebody said, Glenda, you shouldn't be eating ice cream right now. I don't worry about those things. I just say, oh, but I love ice cream. I'm eating it. You know,
right.
Everybody, you just have to do that. You just have to break the rules, because you're not the product of rules. You are a creation of God. Rules are good. I advocate that we learn what the guidelines of life are, especially the guidelines of healthy living, the guidelines of peaceful coexistence. We learn the rules. We live within the rules as much as we can. But sometimes you just have to remember, the rules didn't create you. God created you.
Right.
And the only way out is up.
Right.
And, you know,
Glenda, where will the blessing, where will it be? Is it online? Do you have it all online? I haven't gone.
No, this is a live blessing.
I know. Where is it going to be? Where will it be held?
I will be posting everything online this week. I had to wait until I get all the links in place. We do have a contract. It is confirmed. But, you know, there's a lot of little, there's a lot of P's and Q's that have to be addressed to get all the links in place. You know, the menus, and I can't tell you what the menus are yet, but I can tell you one thing. There will be vegetarian as well as standard menus. We will have non-gluten. So we're covering all bases on the menus. So you don't have to worry about trigger points.
No, I just wanted to know the location.
The location is going to be
in the DFW area. That's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are going to be one in the Westin Hotel, 1.5 miles from the airport. But it's in really quiet area. You're not going to be bothered by the plane flying over you. And we have free shuttle service, not just to the airport, but within 5 miles around the hotel. And it's in one of the it's within 5 miles of the most charming area, the Grapevine area and the South Lake area, the most charming area in the DFW region. There are wonderful places to go. And the hotel is beautiful. The sleeping rooms, in fact, the beds are so desired that every year when they change them out, they have an auction. People come from around the country to buy their beds.
Wow.
It's really comfortable. So, and they have a 5-star restaurant there on site, a beautiful swimming pool, a spa area, you know, just about everything you could want. And we have the best rates, the best rates you could find anywhere. You'd think we were in a small town by the rates I negotiated for this. Well, I'm not the one that negotiated it. It came from up there. But anyway, we're going to be benefiting by it. And the meeting room, they gave us three adjacent meeting rooms, that one just for mingling, one for our we're having banquet lunches every day, and then our presentation room. It's just going to be fabulous. It is. It always works out that way. And I was so worried about coming into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I thought, oh, no, this is just all corporate.
Well, you know, I'm hoping it's one flight instead of taking two planes. I'm praying it would be nonstop. That would be, you know.
Now the flights are up to you because everybody's coming from a different place. But one thing you've got as an advantage is that the DFW airport is one of the larger international airports in the world, and they have the most direct flights from all other major airports. So you're not coming into a country airport like you would have in Corpus Christi or, for example, trying to get to Sedona and you have 3 stops and then you have a bus that takes you for an hour and a half from Phoenix to Sedona. It won't be anything like that. Probably, unless you're coming from a small town, you're probably going to get a direct flight and you're going to have a shuttle bus taking you an hour, 1.5 miles to the hotel.
That's great. That's a big thing.
It will be as effortless as possible.
Ideal. And it's the last week in August?
Yeah, the 27th and the 28th of August.
Okay.
And I have the room rates reserved for not just those two dates, but the previous day for those who want to come early and a following date for those who want to stay and mingle or just enjoy the environment. And you are close in to the most charming area that we have to offer, with the exception of one other place that I couldn't get. It just wasn't available right now. That's downtown the Sundance Square, downtown Fort Worth is it's winning all kinds of awards around the country for its charm and availability. But anyway, maybe next year we'll be down on Sundance Square. We'll see. But right now we're doing the best thing that's available, and you'll love it because you're going to be there with the best people on earth. At least put this on your hope list. Let's make it happen. I'll have everything up online this week, and you will be receiving an email invitation this week. And, of course, I think you all know you get the best airfares the furthest in advance you plan. That's why we're doing it this far in advance. And we're going to have an early bird discount on a seminar, first of all, to help you, but also because we have a lot of upfront expenses on securing this event. So it helps us, too. So it's all in the spirit of let's working together. Well, everyone, I have loved visiting with you, and we've got a couple more calls. Let's get into those calls right now.
Okay, we've got just two more. Yeah. Love you, Susan. Pat, hey, Pat, you're on.
Nancy, Glenda.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Pat.
Oh,
hey, girl, I'm going to be calling you about helping me with that seminar. But for now.
Oh, I'm so excited. That is
I mean, everybody, you know, Pat is a seasoned blessing giver and a pro at seminars. So she's going to come and help us. Anyway, Pat, for now, let's just get your blessing so we can move into the blessing.
Oh,
all right?
Yes. Look, this, all these things of connecting the dots, Christopher called it washing their ripples, and the dots of grace and faith and these people waking up, it is so magnificent in my world. The simplicity that seems to be coming into place is, I'm just ecstatic over it. But the big news, and Nancy, this is for you, especially. Jake just had a second baby girl.
Wonderful!
Congratulations!
Thank you. So our baby Evie Mae is 20 months old, and our new baby Rosalie Ruth is born this week. So
congratulations.
Thank you. My request for the blessings for all of us is to celebrate these new special souls who have the courage to come in and jump on the jet stream of making
really?
The world a better place. You know,
amen.
Here they are. We've been preparing for them. So
and
you know, thank you all.
Let us celebrate the innocent.
Innocence and the light workers who have stayed in place to keep the innocence so that new babies could come. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. And gratitude on all points. Thank you so much, Pat. I can't wait to see you again. All right.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
And we had Tina, but she chose to sign off. So I'll just say aloud, Tina, we'll have to chat, you and I. And welcome back. Tina's went back to her homeland to celebrate her father's passing to upstairs and to reconnect with her family. And from all I hear, it was a blessing and a healing experience for her. And we will offer our blessings to the rebuilding of your life into a new chapter. Oh, you're
she's back on.
Well,
Tina, are you there?
No, she keeps disappearing. Well, Tina, I will remember you in my blessing, and we'll chat and catch up in the days ahead. Okay, let's get started on that blessing, everybody. Everybody, just relax. Remember what we've said throughout the thread, the continuous thread through our call today was relax and receive and find the peace, the place of peace within. It's there. And even the innocence within is there. This is why we need to practice seeing the place of innocence within. And I'll allow that to bring up maybe the one last presentation piece for this call. Yeshua said, do not judge lest you be judged.
He didn't say that really so much in the spirit of retribution, but he said that, like he said everything, in the spirit of enlightenment, of education. Okay, the thing is, when we judge, we bring out the place within us which perhaps needs to be judged, and it will be front and present to receive whatever other people want to throw at us. Now, the same happens with that place of innocence within us. When we perceive with innocence, when we focus on innocence, what we bring forth into life is the innocence within ourselves. And just imagine what will be fed then. So, find this place of peace. And one of the best ways I have found to be in peace is to focus on something that is totally innocent. It could be a picture of your grandbaby. It could be a picture of your little pet. It could be a picture. One of the times I was about to offer the blessing, when I saw this tiniest little tree frog on my window screen, and I thought, oh my, the courage you have, being so tiny and presenting yourself with such beauty for me to look at. That was the picture of innocence. And it took me to that place of peace within, where I knew nothing but innocent courage just to be in the world, but not be of it. That's the way children are. That's the way the little animals we love are. That's the way the trees are. They don't even hear our judgment. They don't even hear that maybe we need to trim off a branch. They'll just say, okay, I'll put out more. Be in that place of innocence and receive. All you feel is love. All you feel is giving. All you are open to is receiving. Now, relax in your chair, your bed, or wherever you are. In this season, you might even choose to be outside on the lawn. I was earlier. Remember that you receive from the earth. So have your feet uncovered. Have them connecting where they can draw in from the earth. Have your head uncovered so you can receive from the heavens. Shake out your arms and your legs. And then wiggle your back just a little bit to the degree that you can. Stretch your neck, turn your head, and move your head up and down until it moves freely. And then recline it. Take a very deep breath. Hold it. And then relax it. And practice the four square breath, which is you inhale to the count of four. Your count, not mine. It could be slow or fast. Whatever is graceful for you. And hold it to the count of four as you feel your body, heart, and soul being nourished. And then release it to the count of four to give back into life the love that you are. Unconditionally, to be received by anything, anybody that needs it. And then release to the count of four to be in the unconditional state of coexistence. Just being here with all it is. And then again, to inhale to the count of four. Hold at the count of four. And then release to the count of four. And be in the neutral state of simple existence to the count of four. This alone can bring you into that place of peace. Now continue this activity as I offer my prayer to Yeshua.
Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God, brother to us all, we approach you with a spirit of child to hold your hand, maybe to climb in your lap and let you hold us. We know that your love will fill us and surround us, protect us and nourish us for all the days of our life, and then prepare us for a higher life that we will share with you on high ground. Until then, we ask that you bring us the blessings from higher ground, that we may be fed with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of life, the inspiration of the angels, and the grace of our Heavenly Father, that we may find that place of peace within ourselves where blessings can be received and then unfold to be more than we ever imagined, to be more than we ever thought of, or perhaps even different than what we thought we needed. Often we are surprised by the benefits of blessing. Give us the courage to be surprised, the openness to implement with creativity that which is more than we thought we would get, that which is different than we conceived, because we cannot conceive the best. Let us be receivers, gentle and open receivers, like a little child, for the life that is being presented to us, that it may grow within us. And then as it grows within us, we may give to others what we ask for ourselves. We ask for all humanity. Let our prayer be a prayer for everyone, because what we pray for ourselves, we know everyone needs. Not everyone needs more food. Not everyone needs more housing. But everyone needs something. And we know everyone needs more love. Everyone needs more faith. Everyone needs more encouragement. Everyone needs more spirit of creation with which to embrace life. We ask that for all of us. And we ask that you could give to them through us, because we ask, knowing that someone has to ask. Therefore, we ask for ourselves, and we ask for all, that our prayers may be heard. And through your generosity and the grace of our Heavenly Father, all prayers will be answered. Now we just surrender to receive, and we ask just to be with you. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering the blessing? To Yeshua, we say amen, amen, and amen. And blessing givers, let us unite in conveying the blessing now to everyone.
Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, relax, rest, and don't think at all for at least 7 minutes. Just be with your blessing. Absorb it. Inhale it. Let it be a blank slate on which the grace of God is written and unfolded. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.